All right. Hey, we are here at the second day of Think 17 here in New York City with Mr. Joe Dearborn from Credit Unions for Kids. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having us back.
Appreciate Oh, my gosh. You're welcome. Anytime, anytime. You guys do some wonderful, wonderful things for Credit Unions for Kids through Credit Union. So you're like, you are the conduit for great things for that organization.
It's a great partnership for 20 plus years now.
Wow.
Last year, of course, was the 20th anniversary of Credit Unions for Kids. Set a record, a fundraising record in last year of over $12 million. Credit Unions are the third largest corporate contributor to CMN hospitals behind Walmart and Costco. Mm-hmm. So we have Costco in our sights, and I'm convinced that we're going to challenge them as these over these next few years.
Yeah, all right. I like to hear that.
That's our goal.
Wasn't it the last time we talked, though, we had Panda Express
Panda Express giving us a little run for our money there. Express, so they had a phenomenal year last year. I think we can beat back that threat and continue as number three and look forward to number two.
Fully confident as well. Hey, you were attended all day yesterday. Anything stand out or any what do you like about Think? What's your favorite thing about Think?
I think that they do, a co-op does a great job of bringing speakers that make you think, obviously, about, and it's more focused on the credit unions, but there's things that I can adapt to my everyday business as well of fundraising. So a lot of the information is transferable. So it's one of the best conferences of the year. If not the best, and it also gives me an opportunity to see a lot of our credit union partners who are here, thank them for their support, let them know that their impact on children's healthcare is critical, especially nowadays with the uncertainty regarding health insurance.
No doubt,
it's anybody's guess what it's going to end up as, and the impact it might have on families without insurance, our fundraising becomes even that much more important. Because all of our hospitals, of course, are nonprofits, so they provide billions in uncompensated care for our kids. And without the support of folks like credit unions, a lot of that care wouldn't be world class like it is today.
Right.
So we're faced with some real issues when it comes to the healthcare, and it's so expensive to treat a child.
Much
more than an adult, and that makes the fundraising that much more important. So we're truly fortunate to have a partnership like credit unions who have been committed for over 20 years, and I would say that even more committed now. That they understand how much their support is needed.
Indeed. And before we started talking to you, you wanted to pay tribute to somebody who has had a tremendous impact on the organization for, gosh, the last 30 years.
Last 30 years.
Who would this person be?
That would be our lovely Sarah Kanepa Bang.
Oh!
Yes, Sarah.
I just saw her walk by, actually.
Sarah is retiring.
I heard.
After a phenomenal career in the credit union industry, wore a lot of hats over that time. I might be biased, but I think the biggest impact of her career was being involved at the very beginning of Credit Unions for Kids back in 1985 in the Pacific Northwest, together with a group of other credit union executives. They came up with this Credit Unions for Kids program. She came up with the logo.
Really?
Yeah. And it's quite a legacy she's leaving. Let me take that back. She's not leaving. She's not going anywhere. Sarah will be around.
Of course.
And we hope that she might find time to even continue to work with Credit Unions for Kids, provide her expertise. Everybody knows who she is. She's a go-to person for me if I ever have any questions or requests. She's always been very supportive. Not only does she get involved on the local level, supporting wine auction events, but she's also a member of our Board of Governors for CMN Hospital. She chairs the Credit Unions for Kids National Advisory Board. So Sarah gives not only financially, not her support financially, but also her time, which as you and I know, your time is valuable.
Right? Very precious.
You can't get it back, and she's committed thousands of hours. You know, it's probably would be hard to say how long, but she does it with such passion, and I think we'll see her around in some capacity.
Oh, helping, no, most definitely.
Helping us with Credit Unions for Kids, but the legacy she's leaving, the impact that she's had on millions of kids and their families over the years is quite something, and she can hopefully walk away and appreciate what she's done, and again the impact that she's had on children's healthcare.
Well, it's a well-deserved recognition for sure, because she's had a tremendous impact not only on the credit union industry but on Credit Unions for Kids as well. So it's fantastic. I mean, gosh, being there at the inception, my gosh, that's an amazing story.
That's something to be one of the pioneers of the program and to see where it's come. I think if I recall correctly, Sarah said they raised like $4,000 that first year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The Portland and Southwest Washington credit unions now raise, I think they raised almost $800,000 last year. So, the credit unions in the Pacific Northwest have helped build Dornbecker Children's Hospital.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's a wing on the seventh floor that's paid for by credit unions. They provide money for research. It is quite a legacy that the entire credit union community there has established in supporting Dornbecker Children's, and that model has been replicated throughout the country. You have great programs down in Southern California at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, at CHOC, my hometown hospital, Phoenix Children's Hospital, got a great group of credit unions there over in Tampa, in Texas. I don't want to leave anybody out, but it's been phenomenal to see the growth. And it all started, with an idea like, let's get together as a group and let's raise a few dollars for our children's hospital. And what initiated it, what really got it started, was there was a teller at one of the credit unions that had a child treated and came to her CEO and said, can we do something for her hospital? This hospital helped save my daughter's life.
Yeah.
And from there, it's Mike, I think it's going on 21 years, over $160 million has been raised over that period. So it's been pretty phenomenal.
That's phenomenal, yeah. You took the word right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And you've got... obviously, Co-op has had a big impact with their Miracle Match program. Mm-hmm. For 9 years, they've committed $1 million annually to support that program. I could probably say that $9 million has resulted in $20 million in new incremental dollars for our hospital. Mm-hmm. So that's been a game changer, and we're grateful for what Co-op has done. With the Miracle Match program, and they provide support, in-kind support, with a number of other things as well. So it can't be lost in the conversation how important co-op's support has been.
Isn't that type of giving, though, isn't it infectious in a good way? It's like when people see an organization like Co-op and other organizations and people individually doing that, it's like, you know what? I should probably get off my rear end and do the same thing.
I think so. I think it to your point, I think it got a lot of people maybe off the fence and into the game to say, heck, if co-op can match whatever I raise, why not do it, right? And so it's created a whole new legion of credit unions that were involved in before that are now actively engaged. And once you get engaged, once you get your employees involved and your members involved, it kind of is organic. It kind of takes on a life of its own, that's how you raise $160 million.
Yep.
As we all know, credit unions are all about collaboration, and that's the key to the success of the program, and will continue to be as we look at the next 20 years and in our efforts to reach and beat Costco, right, and then Walmart.
Taking them down one by one.
So we all, and I know Costco and Walmart, they love the competition.
Oh, it's a friendly competition for sure.
Yeah. So, it's a very bright future for credit unions for kids, and we see a new generation of leaders starting to come to the forefront, and they have the same passion. So. I'm very optimistic about what the future is going to bring for credit unions for kids.
Keep carrying that torch.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, wrap-up question here. Speaking of future, what's rest of 2017 look like for you guys?
We just finished up our Change a Child's Life coin collection campaign. Next, we have Miracle Jeans Day.
Which
is September 13th. We actually start... We give the credit unions the option of starting August 1st with an icon sale to engage their members,
okay.
And then September 13th culminates with the actual Miracle Jeans Day. And then we have, in October, we have Shop for Miracles, International Credit Union Day. We're going to come back with Vote for Miracles.
That was a big success last year.
That was a huge success. And again, thank you to Co-op for their support of that program, where we donated $100,000 to the top five hospitals. Had a wonderful response from the public and the credit unions themselves in supporting that program. So that provided us an opportunity to demonstrate what credit unions are doing to a larger audience. And we'll come back with that in November through December, and then we have a holiday icon campaign as well. So it's a very full schedule.
Excellent.
And the credit unions obviously will be very much involved in supporting those campaigns.
Excellent. So the takeaways here are credit unions continue to give, and then if you see Sarah around, give her a big hug.
Yes. We love Sarah, and like I said, she's not going anywhere. She's quote retiring. I like to tell her that, you know, it's not really retire, you refire, right? You reinvent yourself.
Exactly.
You do something different. So Sarah will be involved at in some capacity working in the credit union space. I don't know what that, but I hope that part of that will involve credit unions for kids.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will be.
Yep.
Joe, always a pleasure.
Thank you for the update and all
the good stuff that you do. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Thank you for
well done,
support.
Sir. Oh my gosh, anytime.